I'm up to got Zion on my base. The two dots. About a third of the way down. Om Rav Chia Bar Ovin, Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be Erev Shabbos. Rav used to daven Shabbos davening early on Erev Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. And we said that was an inyan of Tosa Shabbos. And some hold that there was a mitzvah in it, and some hold it was just a reshus because the daven Mariv early. Rav Yoshi or Masli Shal Motze Shabbos Be Shabbos. Rav Yoshi used to daven Mariv early Motzei Shabbos. Obviously, he couldn't do malacha, but he was in rush to do a mitzvah. And Tosfos says, "Ma'irish yesh lo tzorich mitzvah lasos Motzei Shabbos," and he had to leave immediately after Shabbos, so he couldn't wait till Motzei Shabbos to daven Mariv. So he daven Mariv early, and then was able to leave as soon as the time came that Shabbos was over. Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos Omer Kedush Alakos, so ain't Omer Kedush Alakos. After he finished davening. Was it Shabbos already? You can make Kiddush or not? Toshma, Domer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Mispal, Odom Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, Omer Kiddush Alakos. You can be Makabel Shabbos early and make Kiddush early. And we explain that there's two ways of looking at early Kabbalah Shabbos. Either it's the gather of a neder, it's not Shabbos. Right? It's not that you can create an early Shabbos. You can't create an early Shabbos. But for you, it's Shabbos because it's like you made a nether to keep it as if it was Shabbos. So how can you make Kiddush then? It's not Shabbos. But the idea of Kiddush is not Dafka on Shabbos itself. Kiddush is close to when Shabbos comes in, you have to mark that Shabbos is coming. And close to when Shabbos goes out, you have to mark that it's going out. So you could say Havdalah on Shabbos, close to the end of Shabbos. And you could say Kiddush on Chol, close to the coming in of Shabbos. Or no. It's you say Kiddush because it's Shabbos. The nafkamina would be Kiddush. You can say close to Shabbos, and your mazkiro b'knisoso v'yitzioso. You mention it when it comes in and when it goes out. Doesn't have to be dafka on Shabbos or dafka on Motzei Shabbos. That's fine with Kiddush. But how about the meal? You have to eat a meal on Shabbos, not eat a meal close to Shabbos. It's the Shabbos meal. So if it's Shabbos, you can eat the meal too. If it's not Shabbos, just like a nether. Then you can't eat the meal now. It's not Shabbos yet. So that we said is yesterday is a machlokas, whether you are yotzei the meal during that time of Tosa Shabbos or not. The hilchos of kavosei, and the halacha is like that, that you can daven Mariv early, Erev Shabbos, and make Kiddush. Rabbi Yoshi Amasli Shal Motzei Shabbos for Shabbos, Omer Havdalah Alakosa, could you make Havdalah early? Obviously not with a candle. But can you make Havdalah Alakosa? What's it called, without the candle, early, before Motzei Shabbos, if you're davening Mariv early. Toshma, the Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Mispal, Odom Shal Motzei Shabbos, B'Shabbos, the Omer Havdalah, Alakos. Yeah, you can make Havdalah early too, like we explained, for one of two reasons. Omer of Zera, Omer of Asi, Omer of Elazar, Omer of Chanina, Omer Rav, Bitzad, Omud Zeh, Hispal, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. And by this pillar, by this post, he gave testimony. I remember that what's it called, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, davened Shabbos davening. He made an early Shabbos, and he davened Mariv already from Plaga Mincha, Erev Shabbos. He also Ula, when Ula came, he said, "You got the story a little wrong, right?" Omar Bitzad Tmora Havi. First of all, it wasn't a post; he was davening by a palm tree. Okay, so that part of the story wasn't exactly meduyim. Velo Bitzad Omar Havi. It wasn't a post; it was a palm tree. Below Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Havi. Another thing got wrong wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Eler Belezer Rabbi Yossi. It was his brother, Belezer Rabbi Yossi. Below Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. And it wasn't Friday for the sake of Shabbos. Eler Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos Havi. He davened Motzei Shabbos davening at Shabbos. But otherwise, you got the story right. Okay, let's go on. No Rashi. My ain lo tefillas ha'erev ain lo keva. The Mariv has no set time. My ain lo keva. Why the Gemara use such a strange language? Ilema di boy matzli kulei laila lisnei tefillas ha'erev kol alayla. If it means just to tell me that you can daven Mariv all night, then tell me that this man of tefillas Mariv is kol alayla. Elamai ein lo keva. Why did it use this strange language? Ein lo keva. It has no set time. Kimanda omer tefilas arvis rishus. This comes to tell me that Mariv, aside from having no what's it called, a time limit, it's not a set thing. Tefilas arvis is rishus. Mariv is a rishus, and we'll save for tomorrow to discuss what that means. What it means, it's a rishus, right, or a chova. But we'll learn the story today, and we'll save the halacha part for tomorrow, because we're going to go to the end of the next daf. Also speaks about Mariv rishus or chova. We'll save the halacha part for that. Dom Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Tfilas Arvis Mariv Rav Gamliel Omer Chova. Rav Gamliel says Mariv is like all the other tfilas. You have to daven Mariv. Just like you have to daven Shachris, you have to daven Mincha, you have to daven Mariv. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua says Mariv is only a Rishus. Okay, Omer Abaya, and simply Rishus means it's voluntary. You want to daven, you daven. You don't want to daven, you don't have to daven. Omer Abaya, Halacha Kedivri HaOmer Chova. The Halacha is like the one who says that you must daven Mariv. For Rava Omer, Halacha Kedivri HaOmer Rishus. And Rava holds, the Halacha is like the one who says that it's only a Rishus. And usually we have a klal, a bay in Rava, the halacha is like Rava. So it would seem from this at this point that the halacha is that Mariv is only Rishus. It's only a voluntary tefillah. It's not something that you have to do. Tana Rabban, there's another girsa here of Rav and Shmuel, not a bay in Rava, and it works out the same way. Rav holds that it's only Rishus, and the halacha is like Rav in Milei de Isura, right? Not in Momenis, like halacha is like Rav. So either way, the halacha is whichever girsa you have. The halacha is that Mariv is only Rishus. Tana Rabban, Maisa b'Talmud Echad, Shabolef Ne Rabbi Yeshua. Maisa happened that a Talmud, later on the Gemara identifies as Talmud, as Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay. Talmud came to Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Leit Tfilas Arvis Rishus Ochov, and he asked him this Shaila, right? And this is a machlokas between him and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. So he asked him, what's the halacha? Is the halacha that it's a Rishus, or is it a Chova? Omer Leit Rishus. So he told him what he held, that it's only a Rishus. That's the halach, right? The halach is like me, not like Rabbi Gamliel. Bolif Ne Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Leit Tfilas Arvis Rishus or Chova. The same Talmud then went to Rabbi Gamliel and asked him, what do you hold? Is it a Rishus or a Chova? Omer Leit Chova. He said, no, you have to daven Mariv. Omer Leit V'halo Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Leit Rishus. Aye, Rabbi Yeshua told me that it's only Rishus. Right? In other words, he argues on you. Omer lei hamtenat shikansu balitris in lebeis hamedrash. Wait until what's it called? The balitris and the people with the shields, right? Who fight with each other, right? Come to the beis hamedrash. Remember, talmidei chachamim who fight over halachas, right? And they can protect themselves and with their Torah. So wait till the Talmidei Chachamim come to the Beis Medrash, and then we'll see what Kishenichnasu Bali Trisin, Omad Hashoel V'Shoel. So this Talmud got up, and he asked the same Shaila again. Tfilas Arvis Rishus or Chova? Omer Le Ram Gamliel Chova. So Ram Gamliel answered him. He's a Nasi. He answered, Chova. Then Omar Lohem Ram Gamliel Chachamim Klum Yeshalim Shecholik B'Doverze. Anybody argue on that? Omer le Rabbi Yeshua, lav. So Rabbi Yeshua said, no, nobody argues. Yeah, it's a chova, you're right. Omer le, v'alo mishmecha, omru li rishus. This Talmud told me that you told him it was rishus. What did he tell me? Nobody argues on me. Omer le, Yoshua amod al reglecha. So he told him, Rabbi Yeshua, stand up. V'yo'idu b'cha. Right, and let's see, what's it called? If you really said, and you argued on me, and you said that it's only rishus when I hold it's a chova, and now you're saying that you didn't argue. You're only everybody agrees. Right? We'll see in one second how he lied. Omar Rabbi Yeshua al Raglav, so Rabbi Yeshua stood up. The Omar il mole ani chay v'hu meis yochel achay lachish lameis. If the Talmud would be dead and I'd be alive, I could lie maybe and say I never said it. Okay, I never said that it's a rishus. The achshav shani chay v'hu chay heich yochel achay lachish achay. But he's alive and I'm alive, right? How can I deny the fact that I said that you're right? I did say it was Rishus. Hoyram Gamliel Yoshev Doresh, Rabbi Yeshua Omid Aragov. So, when Rabbi Gamliel told him, stand up and let's resolve this matter, he didn't tell him to sit down. And Rabbi Gamliel went on with the Shear, and Rabbi Yeshua was standing. He didn't get permission to sit. Ad Shirinanu Kolaam, And until all the people started to complain, right, and started to talk and whisper, because Rabbi Yeshua is standing there, it's not nice, right? Rabbi Gamliel is insulting Rabbi Yeshua, right, making him stand up for no purpose, right, just to show him that he's the boss. Amru l'chutzpitz haturgeman, when they learned, so the they didn't have microphones, right, and they have more people in the shiur than we have, so the Rebbe didn't necessarily have a voice that he could give over the shiur to a lot of people, so what they had was a maturgeman. The maturgeman was the person who could speak well and loud. He gave over the shiur, and the Rebbe told him what to say. So it was a two-stage shiur. The Rebbe told the maturgeman what he should say, and the maturgeman said it in a way that the people could hear. Not only volume, but also he said it in a way that was interesting or whatever. Right? He enunciated it. So that was a talent, right, to be a maturgeman. So chutzpis haMaturgeman was the maturgeman of Rabbi Gamliel, and so they told him, "Amo, stop, I'm stopping the shiur. Right, we're not letting this continue. That Rabbi Yeshua is standing up for no reason. He's being insulted by Rabbi Gamliel. We're not permitting Rabbi Gamliel to go on with the shiur." So he told chutzpis haMaturgeman. They didn't tell Rabbi Gamliel stop saying the shiur. They told chutz. They turned off the microphone. Okay. The Omar. So chutzpis haMaturgeman stopped speaking. Amrei akama nitzari v'nezel. Right? How long? They said to Rabbi Gamliel, "How long are you going? How many times are you going to insult Rabbi Yeshua? How many times are you going to be mitzayer him to cause him pain?" Rosh Hashanah shtakit sa'ari. Last Rosh Hashanah, you gave him tzaris. Right? What happened? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that what's it called? That there was a machlokus when Edom came, of when Rosh Hashanah was. Rav Gamliel accepted them, and Rav Yeshua didn't accept them, and therefore Yom Kippur would come out to be a day apart, according to Rav Gamliel, according to Rav Yeshua, and Rav Gamliel told Rav Yeshua, "I want you to come to me on the day that you think is Yom Kippur, right, carrying your staff with your money, and to show everybody that you're Makabel, my authority," and that's what Rav Yeshua did. Sari b'bechoros. B'maisa d'Reb Tzadok, right? By Mimseches Bechoros, right? You also are mitzayer him with what's it called the Maisa of Reb Tzadok. Rashi says B'Bechoros who Reb Tzadok havi le'buchra, v'omer le'Reb Gamliel Yeshua amoda raglecha kihacha. Right? Reb Tzadok had a bechor, and the shaila was, I think, over there whether the bechor had a mum or it didn't have a mum, if you could eat it or not. Reb Yeshua held one way, Reb Gamliel held the other way, and again he told him, "Stand on your feet, right?" And accept my authority that I'm right. And sorry, Hocha, now the third time already, three times already, three strikes, right? Three times you're Messiah of Yeshua wrongly, right? Just to show your authority, we can't let this go on. Right, Hocha Nami Tsari, Tov and Avri. Okay, it's time to get rid of Gamliel. Right? Gamliel is not fit to be the Nasi anymore. We have to find a new Nasi. This is what the people in the Beis Medrash decided. Rav Gamliel has overstepped his bounds. He's not fit to be the Nasi. So, man nokim le, so who should we put in his place? Nokim le Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua is a good candidate, but he can't be Baal Maisa, right? So that wouldn't be proper, right? Because then it would seem that the reason Rav Yeshua arguing Rav Gamliel was to get his position. So it would look very suspicious. So we can't put Rav Yeshua. He's too controversial. Nokmei would be Akiva. Another good candidate would be Rabbi Akiva. Dilma Onishle. Lesle Schusavos. No, Rabbi Akiva is Ben Gerim. He has no Schusavos. He doesn't come from Yichus. So we're afraid that Ram Gamliel will punish him, right, spiritually, and he doesn't have the Schus to withstand it, right? Ram Gamliel will daven against him or whatever, and Rabbi Akiva will be punished. So it's not fair to make Rabbi Akiva take his place because you're putting him in jeopardy. Ela Nokmei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Let's get Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who at the time was 18 years old. Right, he's a big chacham, the havi du chacham, the hu asher. He's smart, rich, the hu asir, and he's also a bal yichus. He's the 10th generation to Ezra, so he's all the milas. Right, Rabbi Gamliel can't say that we put somebody up who's not the talmud chacham. He's the talmud chacham. He's also rich, so Rabbi Gamliel, with all his connections, can't harm him physically. And spiritually can't harm him. He has chusavos. He has 10 generations from Israel. He's a chacham that from Gamliel is going to start up with him and try to show him up in Torah. He can hold his own. If from Gamliel is going to use his connections with this with the Caesar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is a rich man. He could use his connections too. And also, he's what's it called? He has chusavos, and he won't be able to be punished spiritually. So he's the good, best candidate. Nothing's going to happen to him. If they said, we have a proposition for you. Would you like to be the Nasi? Right? I'll have to go ask my wife. Right? To see what she says. Okay, Rashi. Let's get to here. Bali Trisin. Chachomim ha-menatzim zed zeh b'halocha. Bali Trisin are the soldiers who fight with each other and protect themselves with their Torah, right, arguing back and forth. That's called milchemta shel Torah, the war of Torah, the battles of Torah. Heich yochol ha-chai lachis ha-chai, al-korchi, ani-tzorek la-hodos, shomarti lo-rishos. I got to admit, I really said it was rishos. There's an interesting Yaris Devash here. The Yaris Devash says, I mean, how did Rabbi Shua lie? Right? He told this Talmud that it's only rishos. Rav Shim Bar Yochai, right? And now when Rabbi Gamliel asked him, did anybody argue over here? Rabbi Shua said, no, everybody holds a chova. So the Yaris Devash says that basically the following. He says that, we'll see later, when it was Rav Shua or chova, that if a person decided to daven marit, okay, then it's, he's makabel on himself, it becomes a chova. Some even hold one time. But surely if you are in the habit of davening marit, then for you it's a chova. Then you have to daven marav. Okay? It's only that if you never davened it, right, then you could make it as a rishos. Then if you didn't do it, you don't have to do it. But if you ever did it, even once, and surely if you did it a lot of times, according to most people, it becomes a chov. So therefore, what happens like this. The halacha is that when you're in the Beis Medrash and you're asking a shaila that's not nogeya to you, la halacha, right, then you ask it sitting down. When you're asking a shaila that's nogeya to you, la halacha, you have to stand up. Okay. So when Rav Shim Bar Yochai came to Rabbi Yoshua originally and asked him, is Marav Rishus or a Chova, he thought he was asking him just theoretically, what's the halacha? There are other people. So he told him, I hold the Rishus. That means if you never daven Marav, then you don't have to daven Marav. But in the basement, and therefore, when what's it called? However, when Rav Shim Bar Yochai got up to ask the question, and he didn't remain seated to ask the question, it was obvious he wasn't asking Stam, theoretically. He was asking for himself. Now, it's obvious that Rav Shim Bar Yochai was a tzaddik who didn't Stam, didn't have Mara. So Rabbi Yoshua assumed that Rav Shim Bar Yochai, even if it was voluntary, daven Mara. Then if he asked the Shaila personally, the halacha for him would be a Jehovah. For you, you have to. Since you started davening Marav, and you chose to daven Marav, for you now it becomes mandatory. So therefore, once Rav Shim Bar Yochai got up on his feet and asked the Shaila, Rav Yeshua said, in this, nobody argues. Everybody holds a chova for such a person because he already davened Marav, right? So Rav Gamliel said, yeah, but I heard that you told him before that he couldn't say no. But he wasn't lying, right? Now he was saying, based on the question that's being asked, that's a question specifically for this person, it's a chova. Everybody holds a chova, right? But yesterday when he asked me, I thought he was asking me theoretically, then it was rishos. But he didn't mention that until Rabbi Gamliel pushed him, and then he said, okay, I can't lie. Yesterday I told him it was rishos. But the mice, I didn't lie now either, because based on what the question is now, it is a chova. Okay, Hatur Gemon. He was the go-between between Rabbi Gamliel and the tzivu. Amod shtok, stop. Yishtaket shana shavar, last year, Barash Hashanah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Shomer lo gozra ni alecha shetavu etzi makelcho masecha biyom ekipurim shechol yos bechesh bonecha. Bibachoros, Maseches Bechoros, Bemaisa Reb Tzadik, Bibachoros, Hu Reb Tzadik havile, Bibachoros hu, Reb Tzadik havile buchra, Ba'omer le Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua, Amod al raglecha kihacha. Same thing happened. He made him stand up. Okay, let's replace Rabbi Gamliel. Right, he's done three things that he deserves to be demoted. We're going to hurt Rav Gamliel too much. And others say that it's going to be looked bad, right? If we, what's it called? If we make Rav Yehoshua, it's going to look that Rav Yehoshua had ulterior motives why he argued on Rav Gamliel to get his position. So, and also it's going to hurt Rav Gamliel too much to have the guy who, what's it called, who's the main part person over here, he should take his place. That's that much we don't have to do. Leslie Schusavos, the Dilma Onishli Rav Gamliel. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't have Schusavos, and maybe Rav Gamliel will punish him with his davening or whatever. Right? So they went and they told, what's it called, Rav Gamliel, we're demoting you, and we're appointing somebody else. So they asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, does he want to be Nasi? So he said, I got to go ask my wife. Now, on the surface, this is difficult, because Gemara says that a person who listens to his wife's advice, right, is no filter Gehenna. And the Gemara says, even though it says if your wife's a midget, you should bend down and listen to what she has to say. When it says, kan b'mile di alma, kan b'mile di shmai, or kan b'mile di besa, kan b'mile di alma, right? You only listen to the wife, the Gemara says, either in material things or things to do with the house. So the Gemara, this is a spiritual thing. Should be the Nasi or not? So some say that, no, this is no gear to her. Because when a person becomes a Nasi, his owner changes. How much he has to live with his wife or not, because he's also a tzorche tzibur, could be not going to be chayiv as much as he was before, so you have to ask her permission. That was one idea. Another idea is, you see from here, milei d'shmai and milei d'alma doesn't mean gashmiistik things or ruchniistik things. It means practical things or not practical. Practical ruchnias is milei d'alma. Theoretic, right, ideas, ideals, those kind of things, that's the man's role. But practically, how to apply them, that's a woman's role. This is a practical thing. Should I accept the Nesias or not? It wasn't just a theoretical idea. It was Lamais. So he asked his wife. Others say that he was afraid that Rav Gamliel was demoted because he acted with too much gaiva. Right? He acted too much authority. So he was afraid that maybe he also had that need, that he's also going to have the same problem. Right? Maybe Beteva, he also is going to get to be the Nasi. He's also going to act with too much authority. So Gemara says that a person who's a Balgaiva, even his family doesn't accept him. So he went to ask his wife, do you think I'm a Balgaiva? That's a call to see how she thought. Maybe he didn't know himself, but his wife would know if he's a Balgaiva or not. Maybe he shouldn't accept it. He had the same problems as Gamliel. She said, Amra le dilma ma'avrinlach. So she said to him, why are you going to get into this? They'll demote you too, right? Omar la lishtamish inish yom echad kisi demokra lamachar lisbar. Then the Mocher Misper, right? It's kedai for a person to be able to use a very expensive cup one day, right? Even if it's going to break the next day, right? At least one day you had a chance to use it. So even if I get demoted, but at least I was a Nasi for a while, right? It's a big deal to have that, not only covet, to have that responsibility is a big deal. Rashi, Dilma Mavrin Loch, Omer Loh, Yumachada Bekrisa, Demokra, Lamocher Lisper, Logasin Malin Bakodesh. Okay, there's another girsa here that she had other complaints, but the Marsha explains that none of them really were problematic. So we're not going to go into that other girsa anyway. Kise de Mokra, Kos Zechuchis Yukara, a very expensive crystal, what's it called, a cup. Shikorin la balash nishmuel arkya, ba omrim b'nei adam, ba mashal hedit, yomechon yishtamish bo baal av yishchavit bo vimishav yishavit. Right, it's kedai to be able to use such a crystal thing once, even if after that it breaks. Right, you don't have to use it forever. One time is already kedai. So she told him, Amrele les lachiyurta. Okay, so that reason is not there, but you don't have any gray hair. Right, people won't respect you. They won't accept you. You're going to be 18 years old, and you're going to be the Nasi. You're going to be the head of everybody. People aren't going to respect you. Israchish le nisa, nes happened. Vahadru leitim nisrei dorichiyurta. You get 18 rows of gray. The Rambam says this wasn't such a nes, shaloba derech hateva, but once he was makabalan himself, they all had sibur. Right? And it could be during his 18 years old, he turned gray early. Right? It turns you gray. Hainu dekomer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, harei ani kiven shivim shana. That's why it says, what's it called before, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, I'm as if I'm 70 years old. He wasn't 70 years old. He was only 18 years old. Velo ben shivim shana. But he was kiven. He looked like he was 70 years old. And some say that Rav Elazar ben Azariah, I think the Arizal says, was a gilgul of Shmuel Hanavi. So Shmuel Hanavi lived 52 years. So with Shmuel Hanavi's 52 years and his 18 years, he was 70 years old. So that's what he said. Ariani Kiven Shivim Shana. Tana, also Hayom Salku L'Shomer HaPesach. One thing they change. Okay, now Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the Nasi. Rabbi Gamliel is demoted. So they make some changes in the what's it called, the policies of the Nasiyas. Rabbi Gamliel had a policy that he wouldn't let anybody come into the Beis Medrash to learn. What's it called, unless he was Tocho Kibar, right? The Nasam Shus the Talmidim Likonis. Shoy Rabbi Gamliel Makris the Omer, called Talmud Shein Tocho Kibar, or Likonis the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Gamliel announced, right, he made it clear, no one's going to be allowed in the Beis Medrash. Don't really bother coming if you're not Tocho Kibar, right? So Hayu Yuma, they took off the guard who didn't let people come in who were not Tocho Kibar. Isos Lukama Satsoli. And a lot of benches were added to the Beis Medrash. A lot of Talmidim, new Talmidim came who didn't go before because Rabbi Gamliel wouldn't let them in the Beis Medrash. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Pligi Bo Abba Yosef Ben Dostoy V'Rabban Chad Amar Isosu Arba Me'asat. So only 400 benches were added. The Chad Amar Sheva Me'asat. So 700 benches of Talmidim. Havi Kochal Shadai Di Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had a Chalisha Sadas, right? He felt bad. He said, I've been stopping all these Talmidim from learning Torah, right? Omar Dilma Chas Tesholem Onati Torah Mi'Israel. Also they Bechelma, so they showed him in a dream that night, Chatz Vechiyurei Demalim Kitma. There were beautiful white teachers that were filled with ashes, which is a simen that these people weren't Tochum Kibar. They looked nice on the outside. Inside, they were full of ashes. They were not Yirei Shemayim. Marsha says, ain't Tochum Kibar means it's a Talmud Chacham, but he's not a Yirei Shemayim. Velohi, and it wasn't really true. Hahili Yisuvei Daite Huda Achzulei. They only, in Hashemayim, they did it to make Rabbi Gamliel feel better. But the emes was that what's it called, that these Talmidim were fine Talmidim. They were okay, right? Just that they let Rabbi Gamliel see it the other way. Okay. Now, one of the Mepharshim says, not that Min HaShemayim, they lied to Rabbi Gamliel to make him feel good, but they showed him a bunch of white pitchers with ashes. So he assumed that it was going on those Talmidim that came in that day. And they were white pitchers with ashes, but didn't say that in the dream. That was his, right? So they let him make a mistake. The truth is, all they showed him was that a person who's not Tocho Kibaro is a white pitcher with ashes inside. But not that these Talmidim were like that. But he thought that. In any case, this Shaila, are you allowed to teach a Talmud? The halacha is that a Talmud She'eno Hagun, you're not allowed to teach. Right? It does. What do you do? So you don't let him go into the Beis Medrash. So what do you do with him? The Rambam says, you teach him how to be Hagun. Right? You don't have your responsibility to this guy. Guy comes to learn Torah, and he's not a Balmidos, and he's not a Yirei Shemayim. So first, you make him a Yirei Shemayim, right? You teach him that. And then you bring him to the Beis Medrash. But you don't let him in the Beis Medrash when he's not a Yirei Shemayim, because he'll have a bad influence on the rest of the people there. So the Rebbe doesn't just have nothing to do with it. He has to teach him how to be Yirei Shemayim, teach him to have Midos Tovos. Now he's a Yirei Shemayim, he has Midos Tovos, now he lets him in the Beis Medrash. So Rav Gamliel held that even if you're not sure, unless you're sure 100% it's a Talmud Hagen, you can't teach him. Anybody there's a doubt about, forget about. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held no. If you know for sure the guy's a Talmud Eino Hagen, you can't teach him. But if there's any doubt, you can assume, give him a Chesed Kashrus, it's okay. So they let people in that they weren't sure one way or the other, right? That was the machlokas between them. How do you know? What was the Shomer? How did he know if somebody was Tocho Kibar or not? What kind of test did he give the people? So they say the Shomer HaPesach was not a person. It was a lock. He locked the Beis Medrash door. Somebody who really wanted to learn and was a Yirei Shemayim, what's it called, broke the lock and went in. And somebody didn't really care, the door is locked, he went home. So that's, and it's mashma like that. It says machris. Didn't say that he put somebody up there and they tested or whatever. He just announced, if you're not Tocho Kibaro, don't bother coming. So anybody who was not Tocho Kibaro, Taka didn't go. Somebody who was Tocho Kibaro, right, wanted to learn no matter what. So he came, learned. So he got in no matter what. Tana, Idius Bo Bayom Nishnes. Maseches Idius was learned on that day, the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took over the Nesias. That's the day that they had all these, what's it called, people come and give idios of what, testimony of what halachas were. Wherever it says in Shas, Bo Bayom, on that day, it refers to that day that Rabbi Elazar and Azariah took over from Gamliel. That day, they resolved all the machloksin that existed till then. Anything that was a shaila, Sanhedrin, the Beis Din, what's it called, voted, and they decided the halacha that day. The Afram Gamliel among us from his ministry. From Gamliel didn't get insulted and stay home, right? No, I'm not the Nasi anymore. So he stayed and he learned like anybody else. Right? He didn't leave the Beis Medrash that day. So it's regardless of Gamliel. Afilu Shachas, he didn't leave for a minute. It's okay, I'm not the Nasi. He went down, he sat down with everybody else and sat in the Beis Medrash. Got a chavrusa. Disnan, bo b'yom bo Yehuda ger Amoni lefneihem the Beis Medrash. On that day, Yehuda ger Amoni came before them in the Beis Medrash. And the shaila is why he didn't come before. I was thinking maybe because they didn't let him in. Since he was a ger Amoni, they held he wasn't tolcho kabaro. They had shailas about his kashrus, so he surely wasn't tolcho kabaro. So they wouldn't let him in the Beis Medrash. And he didn't want to stam go ask somebody because he wanted to get a definitive answer. So he wouldn't ask anybody until he could come to the Sanhedrin and ask them. So they wouldn't let him in. So nice, he avoided the question till today. Okay, so he came before them. Omer Lahem, or it could be another thing, maybe he wanted to get married. Till then, it was not Nogaya, whether he was kosher or not. Now he wanted to get married. Ma ani lavo b'kam. Can I get married or not? Omer Leh, Ram Gamliel, Osarat lavo b'kam. You can't get married to a regular Jew because you're an Amoni. You're a ger. But lo yavo Amoni, right? Even a ger is not allowed to marry a regular Jew. From Amon and Moab. Omer Leh, Rabbi Yeshua, Mutarat lavo b'kam. Rabbi Yeshua, I said, Ram Gamliel, sorry, but I disagree. He's allowed to get married to a regular Jew. Maybe you forgot the pasuk in the Torah that Amoni Moavi are not allowed to get married to a regular Jew, only to a mamzer or whatever, right, or another ger, but to a regular Jew they're not allowed to get married, says in the Torah. Lo yovo Amoni Moavi kal Hashem. Omer le Bishua v'chiyamun and Moab b'mokayim on Yosef. We know today who's Amon and Moab. They're still in the place. Anybody who comes from that land is an Amoni or Moavi, right, a real Amoni or Moavi. Kvar Ola Sancharev, Melech Asher, Bilbas Kola Umos. Sancharev, right, exiled people from their lands, switched around people. So the people living in Ammon and Moab are not Ammonim and Moabim. They're living in the land of Ammon, but they're not Ammonim. Right? They come from other places. Shenemar Vasir Gvulos Amin Vasidoseim Shosati Vaori Kaver Yoshim. They're called the Parish Meruba Parish. And therefore, we don't know who this guy is. He came from Ammon, but we know he's not an Ammoni. So maybe he is an Ammoni, though, but most of the world are not Ammonim, so called the Parish Meruba Parish. We have a Shiloh, who he is, you go after the row. Now, the halacha is, Ammoni means only if you're sure he's an Ammoni. Even a Suffolk Ammoni is mutter, but that's only from the Torah. The Rabban and Asher, like a Suffolk Mamzer, a Suffolk Ammoni too. But since we have a row people are not Ammoni, even the Rabban should be mutter. It says, I will return them. And they returned. So you're wrong. Einachanami, Sancharev exiled them, but the Ammonim returned. And now the people living in Ammon are Ammonim. So it's awesome. Amr Abishua, Valok Farnamra, Vishapti, Eshvus, Ami Yisrael, Vatayin Loshav. So it also says the Russians can return the Jewish people, but they haven't returned yet. So maybe it means I'll return the Ammonim someday, but not they haven't returned yet. We don't know. It's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk, so maybe he's an Ammoni, maybe he's not an Ammoni. Right? Most of the world are not Ammonim, so we have to assume he's not an Ammoni. So the Sanhedrin voted, and they voted for Rabbi Yeshua's side, not Ram Gamliel. Omer Ram Gamliel, ho v'hochi havi, since Rabbi Yeshua, obviously the Sanhedrin holds from him, the zochet, the halacha is like him, the halacha is that if somebody's called nikba, the halacha like him, it shows he has special siyata d'shmaya. If that's the case, then maybe I was wrong to be mitzayer Rabbi Yeshua, right? Obviously, Rabbi Yeshua has siyata d'shmaya, and the halacha is like him, so maybe I was too strict with him. Right, Ezel v'faisil Rabbi Yeshua. I'll go and ask Mechila from Rabbi Yeshua. Kimata leveisei, chazinu lashisa leveisei de meshachra. When he got to his house, he saw that the walls of his house were black because he was poor. Couldn't afford to paint his house. Right, he couldn't afford to put whitewash on the house even. So his walls were black from poverty. Omer le mikosli beisecha taniko shepachomiata. So Rabbi Gamliel said, oh, I see, you must be a blacksmith. That's why your walls are black. Right? Omer le, oilo the door, shato parnasa. So, vey to the generation, you're the leader. Night. You don't have a clue of what's going on with the people. You think I'm a blacksmith? That's what my walls are. I'm poor. Right? You don't understand the poverty. Right? You're totally minuta from the tzibur. Right? You don't know that I'm a poor man. Right? That's why my walls are black. Not because I'm a blacksmith. You don't know what they're parnosa. You think I'm a blacksmith. I'm not a blacksmith. I'm just a poor man. You don't know how they get parnosa, how they live. I hurt you. Be mochel me. Lo ish ashkel be. Yeshua didn't pretend he didn't hear him. He, what's it called? He ignored him. Omer lohu, one second. He said, look, you don't want to be mochel me, but my father, you know, was a mechubedik person, right? So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, right? Or what's it called? Rabbi Yehuda was a Shaila, which from Gamliel this was. But in any case, my father was a Nasi also. Do it for his kavod. Kavod Abba Payim. So he says, okay, I forgive you. Kavod your father, I forgive you for what you did to me. Okay, now we're friends again. Who's going to go tell the Rabbana? We made up. Okay. So there was a, what's it called? Mar Koves, right? There was a cleaner's guy. So he said, I'll go and tell him. Sholach lehu Rabbi Yeshua lebeit Medrasha, right? So Rabbi Yeshua sent with this Koves the following message to the Beit Medrash. Man de lovish mada, yilbish mada. The one who wore the royal clothing should continue wearing the royal clothing, which is a hint to Ram Gamliel that Ram Gamliel should be the Nasi again. Man de lo lovish mada, yemer le man de lovish mada, shlach matcha v'ani albashe. And the one who didn't wear the royal clothing should say to the one who does, I'll put your royal clothing on. Nazar B'losim Azariah should step down and let Ram Gamliel be the Nasi again. Amar lehu Rabbi Akiva l'Rabbanan, truku goli, delolesu avdi d'ramulio ulitzaro l'Rabbanan. Right? So Rabbi Akiva said, it's obviously this is being sent by Ram Gamliel, right, that he wants to be the Nasi again, and we better, what's it called, protect ourselves, right, Rashi, truku goli, there's no Rashi, I think what's it called, means that we better... run away, because Ram Gamliel's going to send his servants to bother us for demoting him. Okay, that's what they thought. Amr of Yeshua, mutav de ekum ve'ezel another gabayim. Okay, it's not a good idea to send this cleaners. Better I should go myself and let them know that we made up, and it's not Ram Gamliel trying to make trouble, but we're trying to make things go back to the way they were. Asa torif abava, Amr lei. So now they went to what's called Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to let him know that he's not going to be the Nasi anymore. Omer le Maza ben Maza Yaza, b'she'ein lo, eino lo Maza v'lo ben Maza, yomer le Maza ben Maza, me'necha me'mora v'afrecha e'fermachla. He said like this, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen, right? So he didn't want him to feel bad. He said, look, the one who was the Melech, let him remain the Melech. That's what they said before. The one who wore the royal clothing should continue wearing royal clothing. You're a Kohen. A Kohen shouldn't be a Melech, right? That's why the Chashmonoim were punished, because they were Kohan and they took over the Malchus. But you're a Kohen. You have a godless, right? You don't need the godless of the Malchus of the Nesius. You have your own godless. You're a Kohen, Maze ben Maze. You're a, what's it called? The Kohen is the one who sprinkles the Efer of the Parah Aduma, right? You're the Kohen. You're the one, what's it called, who's Maza ben Maza, and you have a Chesus Kasher. Somebody who's not a Maza shouldn't tell the person who is that maybe what are you sprinkling? Is it really Parah Aduma? You give him a Chesus Kasher. So you're the Kohen. Remain a Kohen. Don't try to take over the Malchus. We're demoting you, taking you down from being the Nasi. Omer le Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, and this Bayastas, Rabbi Akiva said, I got the hint, right? It's not that Rabbi Gamliel's making trouble. You forgave Rabbi Gamliel. We only did it for your honor, right? So now you forgave him. There's no reason anymore. Ram Gamliel can't be the Nasi. Lamochra anivi ato nashkin lepischo, right? Tomorrow we'll go to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right, again, and let him know that he's being demoted and that Ram Gamliel is the Nasi. Amri hechi nadi. So what should we do? Na avre. We can't take Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah away completely from the nasiyas. Gemiri malim b'kodesh vein moridin. Once you're a nasi, you can't become not a nasi. You have a locha that you have to only go up in kedusha, not decrease kedusha. We gave Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah a position. You can't, just like a person who's a kohen gadol doesn't become a kohen hegid again. So a person who's a nasi can't become a regular person again, right? So nidrosh mar chadashav, so mar chadashav, to make them equal, Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Azariah, asli knuye, right? You can't have two equal leaders like the sun and the moon, right? You can't have two leaders in one with one crown. Ela lidrosh Rav Gamliel, tal tishavsi, 3 weeks Rav Gamliel, Rav Elazar ben Azariah chadashav, 1 week Rav Elazar ben Azariah be. They'll take shifts. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnah says 2 weeks Rav Gamliel and 1 week Rav Elazar ben Azariah, 2-1. That makes sense. Why dafka 3-1? So they say that really Rav Gamliel should have been the Nasi completely. The only thing is they had to leave Rav Elazar ben Azariah something that it shouldn't be Moridin Bakodin. So they gave him 1 week, because really Rav Gamliel should have been everything. They weren't trying to make a partnership over here. They were just trying to salvage something for Rav Elazar ben Azariah. But the Rambam Taka holds it was 2 weeks and 1 week. That they shouldn't be equal, but after equals was 2-1. The Hainu, the Omer Mar, Shabbos Shel Mihoisa. That's why the Gemara sometimes says, whose Shabbos was it? Shel Rav Elazar ben Azariah Hoisa, right? And the Gemara answers that was the Shabbos Rav Elazar ben Azariah was the Nasi. It was his shift, okay? But also Talmud Rav Shim ben Yochai Hoyahave, and that Talmud who caused all this trouble was Rav Shim ben Yochai. See Rashi and Hukin. Less lachiyurta, ain lachasiros levanus. You don't have white hair. So zik, the no, the darshan, the ozokin. For the Rosh Hashiva, it's good to be gray hair. Yudches dorichiyurta, yudches shuro shal zikna. Kochal shadaiti ram gamliel, kishirosh and isoslu hayom, talmidim rabin, vayadoik she lo ye onesh, bamashim minnoan biyom of milova. He was afraid. He was stopping a lot of people, 700 people, from learning Torah. The malim kitma, kolomer af elu enam ruyim. They're full of ashes. They're not really fit. Pluya b'sofik shel pirshua mitoch sharabu atalmidim rav hachidur v'pilpul. Now they had more talmidim, so that's why they now they could be mavar the halachas, because the more people you have, the more things can be argued out, and the clearer it can become in the end. Vashisi the basi the meshachron kosle basal shav yeshua shayu shchoros. His walls were black. Shepechami ata osa pechamin. You're a guy who makes coals. The eshomer napach, or you're a blacksmith. Nenesi lecha, dibarti lemulcha yosef min aroy. Was wrong in how I treated you, and bimochel me. The lavish mada haragel lilo shem mameil yildash kolam haragel minasiyas yei nasi. The guy who was one nasi before should be nasi again. Mazah ben mazah, kohen ben kohen, yazes mechatas. Efer makla, efer akoli betanurim. The kiros kolam har efer stam. And nobody has a right to tell the kohen, is your Afer really Afer Paraduma? The Kohen knows what it is, and the Kohen is a Cheskes Kashrus. Shabbos Shel Mihoisod, Meseches Chagiga, that's where the Gemara says this idea, whose Shabbos was it? But also Talmud, Shishol, Tfilas Arvis, Rishus HaChova, Reb Shim Bar Yochai HaHu.